Oh, good. You got my email. Sit. Make yourself comfortable. Just make sure the door is shut. There is a private issue I was hoping to speak to you about. We can leave the door open if that's your preference. I just thought you might like not to have others hear about this. It's about your scent. But please take a seat. Relax. I promise you're not in any trouble. Well, let me rephrase that. You're not in any real trouble. There's just some things that we need to have a conversation about if you're going to keep coming into the office. As you understand, this is an office consisting of everyone of all designations. Alphas, betas, and omegas are all welcome to work here. With that in mind, we try to keep our scents neutral. Alphas and omegas alike are supposed to wear scent blockers. That way we don't distract anyone. It's why when you walked into my office, you weren't assaulted with the brutal scent of crisp apples. Even if it is a pleasant smell. It would be rude for me to flaunt it to everyone, and has been proven to be more of a distraction than a benefit. Which, well, there's no easy way to put this, so I guess I'll just rip the band-aid off. This all leads me to my very unprofessional question, which I apologize for in advance. I really, really do not want to ask this, but I have to keep the rest of my office safe. Do you happen to be in heat? I know. It's a very unprofessional question. I wouldn't ask it if I had any other choice. It's just, well, there is a certain smell other employees have started to report to me today. Others are not able to get their work done. You said you were on suppressants, which is why I didn't think it was you at first. I'd assumed it was the new hire, if I'm being honest. Originally, I had left my office to find him and to speak to him about it. He probably wasn't informed about the office's heat policy or something, which is why when I opened my office door and was assaulted by the scent, I was absolutely shocked. Someone is definitely in heat. Not as strong as the first few days. It feels more like the tail end of it. I'm not trying to be rude when I ask this, but, did you happen to forget to take your heat suppressants this morning? I'm asking for the safety of everyone in the office. It's okay if you forgot. Mistakes happen. Do you remember taking your suppressants at all this morning? Hey, I believe you. If you're insisting that you took them, then I guess the suppressants just failed. That's not something that typically happens. Have you ever had your suppressants fail before this? Well, it's obvious that you can't go back out there and return to work. If your suppressants are failing, your heat will return. How many days have you had it? Okay. So you're on the last day or two. That's not bad. You'll feel a bit distracted and preoccupied, but overall, you'll be able to get some stuff done. The suppressant has a half-life. They're all required by law. What? You're looking at me like you're confused. Did you think I was going to send you home like this? Oh, absolutely not. That is asking for trouble, little O. It doesn't matter that you are almost out of heat. Alphas less honorable than the ones in this office might see that as an open invitation. Would you be comfortable getting the rest of your work done here? It's not a bother, I promise. Like I said, I can't just send you home like this. Not in good faith, anyways. I'll escort you after work, which means you're going to have to stay here for a few hours. Since your scent is only bothering the other employees, I think it would make the most sense for you to finish your work in here. I mean, I can control myself around you. You can get your laptop, we can order lunch and make it like a whole thing. Look, I don't want to make you feel bad about this. It's completely out of your control. But I also have to do what is right for everyone at the office. You're an Omega at the end of your heat, and I am the Alpha in charge of this place. I have plenty of self-control. I've worked a lot on my instincts to be in the position that I am. Don't worry, you're completely safe with me. Just because you smell good doesn't mean I'm going to lose my cool. That being said, I'm not so sure if the others in the office have that type of control over themselves, if I'm being honest. I don't know if you saw how Sarah was watching you in there, but she was staring at you like you were a piece of meat and she was just waiting for a chance. For the safety of yourself and everyone at the office, I think it's for the best if you finish your work in here. What do you think? I understand your concerns. Being alone in a room with an alpha, especially as an omega in heat, is considerably more scary than working out with the rest of the population. I'm just worried your scent is going to be more of a distraction. Cause some of the alphas to start posturing. A fight could break out, and then whoever wins that would end up knotting you right on the floor in front of everyone. I don't know if I would be able to stop that to protect you. I know that isn't something you want, but maybe working in here is for your best interests. Like I said, I can control myself and my instincts. While your scent is very attractive, it's not going to keep me from doing my work or anything. That is, unless you want it to. Well, I know that a knot helps your heat go by faster. I'm sure with how far along you are, you would only need like a knot or two, and then your heat would be completely out of the system. Your biology back to normal. If you want it, I would have no problem knotting you in my office and then letting you return back to work once your scent evens out. Otherwise, I'm going to have to strongly request that you get your work done in here and then let me escort you home afterwards. I don't believe in punishing you for having your suppressants fail. But I also can't allow you into the main part of the office in good faith. Not like this. So, which is it going to be? Do you want to finish your day as planned here, or do you want me to help you through your heat? No strings attached, Omega. I don't have any intent on mating you because I don't really have any plans of settling down anytime soon. There's still quite a few things I want to do before taking a mate. It would just be a boss helping her employee get back to work quicker to help the business run smoothly. That's all. There's nothing wrong with a boss wanting to help out her subordinate, is there? Then why don't you take off your pants and bend over the desk for me? You've been slowly filling this room with your scent for the entirety of this conversation. not even aware of the lure your body has been putting out, trying so cleverly to get my knots. Your brain might have some hesitations, but your instincts certainly don't. Seems that your heat is winning out with how you're spreading yourself for me, showing me that eager hole of yours. Such a wet pussy for Alpha. Maybe I underestimated how much longer you have with your heat. Absolutely soaked for me. Smells so fucking delicious, Omega. Are you sure this isn't your first day or something? When was the last time you took a knot? No wonder your suppressants failed. It was your body's way of trying to get your hormones back in check. Don't worry, Omega. Once Alpha's knot is filling you up, everything's going to feel better. You'll actually be able to focus on something besides your own throbbing need. Lifting my skirt and lowering my panties. Just enough to be able to tease outside your pussy. Getting some slick on the tip. How badly do you want it, Omega? You sound so sexy when you beg for it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can feel that it's been a while since your last time. Holy shit. This pussy of yours is fucking tight, Omega. Instinctually clamping around me because you're afraid I'm going to pull out. Leave you empty. Your hole doesn't want that. Not when you're in heat. Doesn't matter if it's the first day. You're in the depths of it, or if it's nearly over, an Omega's pussy will always crave an Alpha's cock, won't it? Just listen to you, already enjoying yourself and starting to feel better. Probably have been having to use one of those silicone toys at home. It feels good and gets the job done, but it's nothing compared to the real thing. Feeling the veins along my thick shaft as you continue to take me. This is what you needed this entire time, isn't it? I know, Omega. I know. Alpha's got you. Going to give you what you need. Take care of you properly. Showing me that you don't know what's good for you. Going out of your way to ignore your own instincts. To come into work like this and not even notice the suppressants were failing. You just haven't been taking care of yourself well. Didn't even realize the kind of danger you were putting yourself in. Probably need an alpha friend because you've been alone, Omega, for way too long. Oh, yes. Yeah. Try so hard to be independent, to be the opposite of what everyone says omegas are. Sometimes it feels good to embrace your instincts, doesn't it? Moaning underneath me as you buck your hips, trying to take my cock deeper, feeling it brush past that little bundle of nerves. You can't help but see stars. Oh, you feel amazing, Omega. Don't fucking stop. Gripping around me as tightly as you can, not liking even a second of being empty. Now that you're full of Alpha's cock, you don't want to give it up, do you? You're feeling so good, right? Yeah, that's right. Keep taking me nice and deep, just like a proper Omega should. Soaking wet from your heat. It feels so good to give in, to give your body what it needs. Heats tend to last longer when you aren't getting the cum your instincts so desperately crave. The only thing that takes the edge off heat is Alpha cum. Just like the only thing that takes the edge off Alpha's rut is feeling an Omega's pussy around it. Our bodies were made for each other. Complete one another. Fuck. Oh, I'm getting tongue-tied from you. Oh, you're too fucking good at this. Continuing to moan as you take me deeply. It feels so good to have me inside you, little O. Pussy stretched around my thick length as you try to take it all. Don't even have to touch yourself to come. You're going to be able to come just like this, aren't you? Yeah, I know you are. Such a good Omega. Going to come on my knots. Gripping it like a goddamn vice. Don't even care if this is unprofessional. You feel too fucking good to stop. You want me to keep going, don't you? My hands stay nice and tight on your hips as your pussy continues to swallow me. Happy to take everything your boss gives you. Trying to hide your moans. This is what you needed, isn't it? That's a good Omega. Rocking yourself, brushing against that sensitive spot. Take me so fucking well. Don't know how I would have gotten any work done with you around when you smell this fucking good. When you look so fuckable. It would have taken every ounce of self-control from me, little O. I'm glad you went with the more fun option. You're certainly enjoying yourself, aren't you? Yeah, rocking yourself against me. Fucking yourself deeper on my cock. Now that you've had the real thing, it's going to be a struggle to go back to the silicone, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, Alpha feels so much better than whatever toy you have. It's been too long since you've given your body what it needs. Don't worry, Omega. Alpha's here. Alpha's got you. Alpha's going to take the edge off and give you all the cum you can take. Going to nurse my knot like a good little O. Oh, yes. Yeah. Can't help but moan as your pleasure grows, huh? My hand continues to guide you, making sure to play with that bundle of nerves with each thrust. It's okay, Omega. You can take it. I know you can. You feel so good, look even better. I don't know how you do it. Managing to impress me so much. Might have to ask if you can help me out during my ruts. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Don't think I want to keep this as a one-time thing. Clenching around me, noticing my veins sticking out. You feel my knots starting to get thicker, don't you? That's how you get alpha cum. The only thing that's going to make you feel a bit better. The thing that's going to make your heat end a lot quicker. Acting like a bomb, it soothes every instinct, every sensation. Oh, it's okay, Omega. Alpha's got you. Whatever you need, little O. That's what this is about. Making you come, getting your heat over quicker. All you have to do is show me that you can take it. You want my nod, don't you? Answering so eagerly. That's right. So excited to get what you've denied your body for so long. Oh, Alpha feels so fucking good. Just want to come inside you and give you my knots, make you feel better. You get closer with every thrust of my cock inside your needy pussy. Your body is practically screaming its thanks to me, gripping every inch, not wanting to let me go. Every thrust of my hips pushes you just a bit closer. Every second makes my knot get just a bit thicker. Oh, fuck. Almost there. Just a little bit more. I know it's a lot, but you can take it. It would be almost difficult to handle feeling like this if it wasn't everything you've always wanted. Alpha might have ruined you for all future heats. Now, that might actually be a good thing. I might be asking for your help when my rut rolls around. Think you would like to help Alpha out like that? Oh, fuck. I can't. Too close. You feel too good. I can't hold back anymore. I want you to come with me. Do you think you can do that? I know you feel good. Twitching around my knot, trying to get it to pop. I want you to let go with me, Omega. You can do it. Come with Alpha. Let go. Show me how amazing you feel and come on my knot. Oh, fuck.
Your smell is already starting to dissipate. That's a good sign. Might not even have to knot you again. How do you feel about taking your first knot in God knows how long? That's a good thing. Now, I know I briefly mentioned it earlier, but I do think there is a reason your suppressants failed today. Normally, that only happens when an Omega denies biology for too long, and then things start to get dangerous. I'm going to offer you something that's a bit unprofessional. And I know how that sounds, considering I'm currently knotted to your pussy during work hours. But I really, really do think you might benefit from having a heat partner. I would be willing to take that place for you. If you think about it, it makes the most sense. We know what each other smell like. Clearly, we're both into the same things if your sounds aren't anything to go by. And both of our bodies have certain instincts that we need to fulfill. I think we should be heat and rut partners. What do you say? I think it'll be beneficial for the both of us. You're not going to have to rely on some piece of silicone, and I'm not going to have to settle for my hand or some eager little thing throwing themselves at me. I've never been fond of hooking up with strangers. But someone like you, now that's something I can get behind. Not only have you shown me you're capable outside of the bedroom, you just proved to me how good you are in it. If I was looking for someone to mate right now, you might have been highly considered. But I think for right now, we should just be boss and employee who sometimes fuck when our instincts get to be too much. Would you want something like that with me? Then, it seems sometime next month, you'll be getting an extra week off because that's when my rut starts. We're going to have so much fun together, my Omega.